It really went very well. It was very peaceful. There was a large turnout, and we had a very successful election.
Were there any problems whatsoever?
Well, we had some minor problems here and there, but nothing that I would describe as serious.
There were some complaints. For example, the chief European Union election monitor, Ana Gomes, said her team had noticed irregularities in the Oromia region. She said they saw children in the queue to vote, and they actually saw one child voting.
Maybe they saw that, yes. But one child voting really does not make any difference. We will investigate, and if there were more incidents of that sort in one area or another, the National Electoral Board has the power to remedy the situation. We can cancel the election.
The opposition, CUD, has said that in reaction to various complaints of irregularities, such as even in the Eastern Harar region, it is said that there was some intimidation. They have called for revoting in certain areas. Is that something that the board would favor?
No, they just called for revoting, but they will have to demonstrate a reason for that. Why is it they are saying there should be a re-election? If they satisfy the board that this should be the case, then the board has the power to order re-election. But we don't really have any evidence of any irregularities yet.
The CUD vice chairman, Burhanu Nega, had said that poll watchers had been kicked out in some places, and he did not know who was counting the vote.
No, it's really very difficult for me to accept that. We cannot accept these allegations without them being substantiated.
Mr. Kamal, I understand there has been a ban on public rallies for 1 month. Can you explain why that is? And shouldn't the opposition and the public have a right to collectively express their views, no matter what the results of the elections?
This issue is not related in any way with the elections. The election period is over now. Had this been, done during the campaign period, it would have been a different story. But the steps that are taken by the Prime Minister are done with a view to keeping the peace.
On the other hand, couldn't demonstrations, either for or against the results of the elections, they could be peaceful, could they not?
Look, the question of demonstrations in Ethiopia is governed by law. And you have to have a permission to demonstrate. That much I can tell you.
When are we expecting results? Is it June 8th, or is there not going to be a public announcement of provisional results this week?
Yesterday, at the close of the polls, the ballots were counted, and results were posted in every polling station in the morning. So candidates know what their results were at the polling station level. These results will have to go to the constituency office by May 21st. So in 5 days, we'll know what the results will be at the constituency level. So these will be provisional results. The final results will be on June 8th, but before that, as the results come in, we will announce them provisionally, and we'll post them on our website too. People will know what the results were.
Do you have any idea at this point what the provisional results show?
No, not really, no. Because they will not report it to us. They will first have to go to constituency level. So that